Yeah.
Dr. Huxtable, there's a young woman here with a business proposition. She says her name is Rudy Huxtable.
I don't know anybody by that name.
Come on, Daddy, it's me.
Who's me?
Your daughter.
Which one?
Rudy.
Oh, Rudy, come in, come in.
Dad, I found the perfect birthday present for Mom.
Your mother's birthday is 2 months away, honey.
But I found this article today.
Uh-huh.
And I have to send the money right away.
Right away?
But I have some of the money, and I need you to help me with the rest.
Now, how much does it cost?
$32.80.
Uh-huh. And how much do you have?
$1.75.
So you coming to me and asking me to give you $31.05?
Right. And here's what I'm buying Mom. That.
Okay. Show her that you love her forever. Beautiful 14-carat gold heart-shaped pendant includes diamond-like stone. Uh-huh. It's a small print down here. 14-carat gold refers to gold plating. The pendant should not be worn in water or extreme sunlight.
Dad, it's 6 to 8 weeks for delivery.
Mm-hmm.
I have to send the money right now, today.
But $31.05 is a lot of money, dear.
I'll work for it. I'll do chores around the house, whatever you want me to do.
You'll do whatever I ask you to do?
Yes, but you have to promise not to tell Mom where I got the money.
All right, now there's just one thing I don't understand.
What?
How come that you are already 2 months ahead of your mother's birthday and you're going around willing to work hard and pay off money that you don't have? You understand? How? When it's my birthday, on the evening of my birthday, 8 o'clock at night, you're walking around looking at me, Daddy, I didn't know it was your birthday. I'm sorry I didn't get a present, but I love you.
That's because you're dead.
Place is everything you said it would be.
Like I told you, Theo, we're in college now. We go where the college women are.
Hey,
how are you? What's up, man?
Hey, Denny.
Hi.
Denny, this is my friend Julia.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Julia.
How are you, Theo?
I'm fine. I mean, good. I'm fine and good.
Well, I'll see you at the library tonight.
All right, I'll be there. Good luck on your chem test.
Theo, Denny.
Looks like things are still going good between you two.
Yeah, they are. Considering the change in our relationship, a few days ago, Julia and I decided we should stop being involved romantically.
You broke up with Julia?
Wasn't easy, but we were too wrapped up in each other. It took time away from our studies.
Man, that was a very mature thing to do. I admire you for your academic dedication.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you admire me, or are you excited to find that Julia is free to date other guys?
Hey, what's that supposed to mean? You're one of my best friends. I have no interest in dating a girl you just broke up with.
Huge lie. Theo, it's okay. I know how you feel about Julia. Hey, I don't mind if you go out with her.
You don't? Would Julia mind?
Hi, man, I can't do everything for you. Ask her yourself. I gotta go. I've got French lit. Bonsoir.
Did you hear what he said? Julia is free to date other guys. That other guy could be me.
Oh, what about Justine?
Oh, Justine.
Yeah, you remember your girlfriend.
Well, but she's angry at me. She won't even speak to me. See, she says whenever we go out, I'm always looking at other girls. I told her it's just my eyes roaming, nothing else. She doesn't want to hear it.
So you're going to ask Julia out?
I'd like to. I just wish I knew if she was interested in me. It would give me more confidence when I call her. Hey, Den, would you talk to her for me?
Oh, no way. No,
oh, come on, man, why not?
I fall apart around women like Julia.
I'm not asking you to get me the date. Just find out what she thinks of me.
Theo, you don't know what happens to me around beautiful women. I get all sweaty. My mouth dries out. Theo, little pieces of white foam fly out.
Man, there's nothing to be nervous about. You're not speaking for yourself. You're speaking for me. And whatever you do, don't bring up Justine.
I'm gonna be so nervous, I'm not even gonna remember my own name.
Thanks, man.
Okay, Dad, finish cleaning out the refrigerator.
All right. Now, did you take the shelves out, wipe them down, took out all the drawers, cleaned it, got up in the corners?
Even the butter dish.
My girl.
I'm going to mail the check now. And remember, Mom can't know anything about this. It's a big secret.
She'll not be the wiser. All right. No. Hey, Rudy! Rudy!
Get
it? Now, what is this?
What?
What do you mean, what? Look at this. Food is out rotting. Ice cubes are melting, honey. I thought I told you to clean the thing out.
I did clean that. You said to clean it out. So I cleaned it out. I took everything out. I cleaned it out.
Look, clean out the refrigerator means clean it out and also put the stuff back.
Oh, man.
Look, you and I made a verbal agreement. I signed the check, right? So you do the work.
Okay. I don't understand why I have to do it like
this. You can mumble under your breath all you want, but you better not say the wrong thing.
I just cleaned out the refrigerator. I'm putting everything back in.
Rudy, you clean this refrigerator by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Baby! Oh, my baby! How many children would be industrious enough to do something like this on their own?
Yeah, but dear, see, I want...
Talking about a good job, too. Cliff, look what this baby has done.
That's just something.
When I come back from the dry cleaners, I'm going to have a special treat just for you. Oh. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's my baby.
You're a fraud.
I'll get it.
Come on in, Tom.
All right.
Take your coat off.
Now tell me, what happened?
Can I sit down?
Sure, come on, have a seat.
Sit down. So?
Okay, I waited for her outside the library. I was there for an hour and a half. I went over and over what you told me to tell her.
All right, good, good.
I saw her come out. Theo, my mind blanked out. My legs were even made of straw. Theo, man, I felt the phone.
Then you started telling her about me.
I pulled myself together and I managed to get out the words. I told her that you were sad about the breakup between her and Howard, that you were very intelligent, sensitive, loyal, kind, trustworthy, clean, and even reverent.
Danny, that's from the Boy Scout oath.
She thought it was funny, so that broke the ice and we started talking.
What'd she say?
She asked me out.
She asked you out?
Yeah.
You can't be serious.
Why wouldn't Julia ask me out?
Then she's not your type.
What are you trying to say? I'm not the man that you are?
You said it. I didn't.
Was that a crack about my weight? Because let me tell you something. I happen to be big bone. I can lose this weight if I want to.
Well, maybe if you spend a little more time dieting and a little less time going after your best friend's girl.
I didn't go after your girl.
Yeah, right, pal. You had this plan from the beginning.
You have Justine. How many other women do you want?
I want Julia.
I've got her.
You got her because you're a two-faced worm.
Well, I'm a two-faced worm who's going to have a beautiful woman on his arm.
Okay. All right. You have a choice. You decide. One day with Julia or a lifetime friendship with me.
I'm sorry, Theo. It's been nice.
Maybe the other chore was a little too difficult. Now, what I want you to do here is I want you to
Just clean up your room.
Which part?
The whole room.
The whole room?
Yeah, when you say clean up the whole room, clean up means the whole room, okay?
Oh, man, that's a lot for $31.
Listen, you should be paying me $31 a minute to live here. Now, I want you to go ahead and clean up this room. I'll be back in an hour, all right? And let me tell you something else. I don't want to hear every time somebody asks you to do something. Okay, now hit it.
31 lousy bucks.
What? What did you say?
Nothing.
I thought I was. Hey. All right. So, what's going on? You want to show me the paper you got the D on?
School's fine, Dad.
Are the police coming? Girl.
I want to transfer out of NYU and go to school someplace upstate.
Why?
Julia.
Julia? No, you mean Justine.
No, I mean Julia.
Julia?
Actually, it's Denny.
Denny?
You see, Howard and Julia broke up, and he gave me the go-ahead to ask her out. I felt a little bit uncomfortable approaching her, so I asked Denny to go talk to her for me. I don't know what he said to her, Dad, but she seemed to be so charmed by him, she asked him out. Him, Dad.
She asked him out. Asked him out.
Dad, the man stabbed me in the back.
Well, looks like to me you handed him the knife.
I'm devastated by this. I couldn't sleep last night. I can't study. Dad, I can't get Julia off my mind. My whole college career is at stake here.
Pardon me, but just a couple of days ago, you were walking around, Justine, Justine, my life, my sky, my valley, my river. I mean, it was just last week, son, that I caught the two of you going upstairs. Said you were going to study, but you had no books.
Things have changed. Those used to be my feelings for Justine.
Well, see, that's what I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand how you can fill up your heart with Justine and then just empty it out and then fill it up with Julia. I don't understand. You must have two hearts.
Dad, you're making jokes about something that's very painful.
Well, I'm sorry.
My best friend Denny is going out with the woman I want to go with. What if they start going together? Then they get married. Then I get married. Then Denny and Julia get a divorce, but I'm still married. I'm stuck. My marriage is jeopardized, Dad. My wife is gonna find out that I'm secretly in love with another woman. What am I gonna do? Should I tell her about this or what?
Well, what about the children?
What?
I'm sorry, but you have lost your mind. Okay, how's it going in here?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's take a look. Okay, now, what's all this stuff on the floor of the closet?
Winter stuff.
Winter stuff, okay. Why is it on the floor there? You're supposed to hang this up, you know? Huh?
It's not cold yet.
Wait a minute, it's not cold yet. You know, I left you here, said I'd be back in an hour, and this room is almost as messy as when I left.
I'm tired.
You're tired? Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, you were tired when you had to clean up the kitchen. You were tired when you had to do this room. But you were not tired when you came and asked me for $31.05. Remember that? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, now look at this bed. See? What is this?
What's wrong with it?
Dear, all you have to do is just pull up on this. Like I showed you a long time ago. You pull, snap. And then you smooth out. Come on, do that. You can do
pull,
it. Pull.
Snap,
All right.
Will you look at little Miss House Helper here? Yesterday it was the refrigerator, and today she's been up in her room like a busy little bee. When I came in here before Cliff, Rudy was cleaning out that closet like there was no tomorrow. Look at this.
Yeah, well, dear, see, I...
Everything all neat and folded. Rudy, you're too much.
I tried very hard, Mommy, even though I was tired.
And I am very proud of you. I think you deserve a reward. So I'm going to give you $2.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. I'm going to the office. I'll see you later.
You've got some work to do here. You understand? Now, I'm leaving here, and I will be back for captain's inspection at approximately 1800 hours, or for you, 6 p.m. This is going to look very cruel, but it's a part of life. Lamont Cranston.
Dad, I made a complete fool out of myself this time. I decided I'd go to Julia and ask her out. She said, what about Justine? Now, I lied about my relationship with Justine. I said we weren't romantically involved. Dad, Julia talked to Justine and she knew the truth. So now, Julia doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And when Justine finds out, she's going to be even angrier.
Sometimes in the heat of battle, you suffer defeat. You just lost the Alamo and Guam.
I'm finished. I'm waving the white flag to every woman I know. I don't need them. I don't need love. Dad, all this time, I could have been studying. From now on, all I'm going to do is study. Be whatever I'm going to be.
Whatever that is. I tell you the truth. They have a saying that a cat has 9 lives. I think you have 9 hearts. I'm willing to bet, my boy, that if we go down on that NYU campus, you would find a woman to fill that third heart.
It's hopeless.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to take matters in my own hands. Come on, I'll buy you a cappuccino.
You're not going to try to help me find a girl, are you?
No, let's look at it this way. You're wounded. Don't see me as your father. Look at me as the Red Cross. How are you? I'm a married man myself, 25 years, so don't even try it. See the young man over there? It's my son.
He's cute.
Well, he's available. Just rebounding from an almost affair. He has a lot of hearts. You could be in one of them.
I'm involved.
That doesn't bother him.
I have a friend, though.
Well, could you go get her and bring her here?
She's in Boston visiting her parents.
We'll wait. Listen, if you think I'm funny, he's hysterical. He'll keep you hysterical all day.
Well, listen, I'm not really all that involved. I guess it wouldn't hurt to meet your son.
Really? How nice of you. Step right over here. Son, listen, I want you to meet, this is my closest friend,
Sheila.
Yes, Sheila, this,
I'm Theo. Yeah. I'm real sorry about this.
What?
It's okay. I've never had a guy introduce himself to me like this. I hope you're okay. See, I've been on the rebound myself, so if you need to talk about this, I'm here. Listen, I know you're in pain. But if you cried, you'd feel so much better. Most men are ashamed to cry, but I can tell you're not one of those. So come on, cry. Cry.
Daddy?
Yes, yes.
Rudy Huxtable, are you ready for captain's inspection?
Yes, sir.
Here to hop, halt, hey. Huck, sit. Halt, hat. Swap, fit. All right, this will be the high level mark. I will not inspect anything above this mark. Put here. All right, now we will begin. Now we come to something known as under the lampshade.
Go ahead and check, sir.
Okay. I've held a lot of inspections. One place I know is in the child's ears. You've done a wonderful job. I'm proud of you. Now you've earned all of the money. I'm proud of you. You understand that?
Thanks, Dad.
All right. And I'm also going to give you back the $2. That's your mother's $2.
Thank you, Daddy. All right. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome, my dear.
I'm going to use this to buy your birthday present.
For a studio audience.